ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا صدق الله العظيم قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أحب البلاد إلى الله مساجدها وأبغض البلاد إلى الله أسواقها أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي درشي بالله Respected brothers, respected elders, mothers and sisters listening at home, we have been on the subject of Masjid-e-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet's Masjid, the Prophet's Mosque, an incredible Masjid. Allama Suyuti rahmatullah alayhi has written in his kitab that in the 24 hours incalculable malaika descend from the heavens to come and greet Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to say salam to him, salatu wa salam. Jinns are also there, and also the malaika come down to greet Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Great honor is given to Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam. In the last session that was mentioned with regards to the construction of Masjid-e-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, brothers will remember that initially that buq'ah, that part of the land where until today Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam is resting, and for which Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam has said that between my minbar and my rawza, that entire area is rawdatun min riyad al-jannah. The main section of Masjid-e-Nabawi, which nowadays is quite difficult to get into, depends what time of the year you visit the Haramain al-Sharifain, but generally it's packed out. It's that main section, that area, that part of the land belonged to two orphans, Hussein, Sahal and Suhail. Sahal and Suhail. Both were orphans, they were in the care of their uncle. Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam purchased that area. It was a small area from them, and Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala paid on behalf of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which was at that time only 10 dinar. 10 dinar. We learn a lot from every amal of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Later on in the year 7 Hijri, when Khaybar was conquered, Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam decided to extend the masjid. The masjid became small. Many companions were there now. There was an empty area neighboring the masjid itself that belonged to a Sahabi who financially was not very secure. Miskeen the, gareeb the. Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made an ilan that anyone who buys that land from that Sahabi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in return will bless him with a beautiful mansion in Jannat. Wow. Brothers will remember it was Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala, and Allah had blessed him with much wealth. Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala and bought that area. I think I said 40,000 dirham, which was incorrect last week, so just want to reiterate that again. It was 10,000 dirham. What was it? 10,000 dirham. Just looked into that today. It was 10,000 dirham. The first plot that was bought was for 10 dinar. And then in the year 7 Hijri, Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala paid for that area 10,000 dirhams. And he came to Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam and he says, Ya Rasulullah, this is hadiyah to you, this property. Do as you will. Obviously, the companions knew the intentions of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The plan was to extend Masjid Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an reminded Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. What a great companion he was. The only one to have this honor that two of the daughters of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam were in his nikah. No other companion had this honor. Not Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, not Hazrat Umar Farooq, not Hazrat Ali, no one. Only Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala. And he was so beloved in front of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved him. Aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if I had 40 daughters, 40 ladkiya hoti, I would give all of them in your nikah. Remember, not all together. I didn't understand actually. Is that why you're smiling? Are you wondering, is it two together? No. No, it's not. No, it's can't have two sisters. One passed away, and then you have the second. And astaghfirullah, people today make zina and they take pride. And when someone makes amal on the sunnah, and if he decides to have two wives, Allahu Akbar, wala hawla wala quwwata illa billah, as if the trumpet has been blown into. Or it's like as if Imam Mahdi has come out. وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. Remember, brothers, mock any sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is a great possibility that Allah takes away the iman from your heart. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. We should not take any of the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lightly. So Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala and had two daughters of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One passed away and then Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam gave the second daughter in marriage. And when the second one passed away, subhanallah, that was it. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala and got married to Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. So he paid 10,000 dirhams for that area. And he reminded Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam, do I get my mansion in Jannah in return for this? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam smiled at Hazrat Uthman. What did he not do for the Ummah? Subhanallah. The Khulafai Rashideen. I was saying to someone today, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, with his own money, sunnah? With his own money, constructed 4,000 masajid for the Ummah. Subhanallah. Kitni? 4,000. Kitni bari khidmat. 4,000. That is why Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Ahabbul bilad ilallah masajiduha. From the different parts of the lands in this world, the most beloved, the dearest buq'a, part of land, is the masajid, where the masjid is standing. Why? The masjid are like pockets of rahmat, where rahmat comes down, where rahmat is stored. See? That is why in the hadith, Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, like how you view the stars shining, see? That is how the malaika view the earth. They view the masajid like stars from the heavens. Like how we in the night can see the stars shining. For the angels, in the heavens, they see the masajid, they can see the earth, and they look at the masajid, and the masajid are like the stars of this dunya. Masjid is so precious. أحب البلاد إلى الله مساجده وأبغض البلاد إلى الله أسواقها. Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, and Allah is displeased with some parts of the land, upon which there is bazaar, souq. The reason for that is that generally in a bazaar there are a lot of shayateen, and the bazaar is an area where sometimes very conveniently a person can forget or be neglectful from the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why the bazaar is something that is disliked. The mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in that area where the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is done. And the zikr is in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ مَنَعَ مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ يُذْكَرُ فِيهَا اسْمُهُ وَسَعَى فِي خَرَابِهَا يُذْكَرُ فِيهَا اسْمُهُ. The zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is done in the house of Allah. Where does the muazzin give azan? Musa bhai doesn't go to his house to give azan, does he? And does Musa bhai give azan? From behind here. Musa bhai gives azan. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And even the darja of the muazzin is so high. Why? Because Musa bhai has now become connected to the masjid, or any other muazzin is connected to the masjid. And in the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it comes that anyone who gives azan for 7 years, kitne saal ke liye? Muazzin, 7 years. Kutiba lahu bara'atun minan nar. That individual, on the day of Qiyamah, a letter is given to him that you are free from the fire of hell. Allah ne tumhari maghfirat kar di. Kitne saal hue? Subhanallah. Wahan Dawood sahab ko dekhe. Bichare kai saalon se imamat kar rahe. Kai saalon se. Punctuality. Kai saalon se. Look at the great scholars in Leicester. Hazrat Maulana Adam sahab ko dekhe. Kai saalon se. حضرت ماں سلیم صاحب کو دیکھے کئی سالوں سے ماشاءاللہ اسی میں دعلم سے لے کر even after مبارس what do they do now the خدمت of this deen سبحان اللہ. So for 7 years if anybody is given azan he is free from the fire. In fact in the hadith it comes when the muazzinun, when the muazzin people come out from the grave when they come out from the grave, when they come out of the grave, they will be saying, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. This is in the hadith. So when a muazzin comes out of the grave, these are the words that will come out, because he is in the habit of giving azan 5 times a day. So he is used to that. So when he comes out from the grave, this is hadith. يَخْرُجُونَ مِنْ كُبُورِهِمْ يُؤَذِّنُونَ الْمُؤَذِّنِ. They'll come out of the grave giving azan, subhanAllah. That is why if an opportunity is given to you, mashaAllah, one must take that opportunity to give azan. That is great da'wah work. Great da'wah work. See? In the hadith it comes that on the day of Qiyamah the muazzin will have long necks. God. Doesn't sound too nice, does it? Long neck. SubhanAllah. But the meaning to it is also that high honor and position will be given to them. And they will be raised on mountains of mushk. Mushk ke pahar ke upar honge. So why is this honor given to the muazzin? What is so good about the muazzin? The azan is connected to the masjid. The azan is connected to the masjid. And it is in the masjid that the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes down. In the hadith, Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, from the many that will benefit from the shade of the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, one will be وَرَجُلٌ قَلْبُهُ مُعَلَّكٌ بِالْمَسْجِدِ. That one individual whose heart is connected with the masjid. And we have seen so many young individuals, mashallah. They come, when they come for Zohar, they're there for Asr, they come for Asr, they'll sit in the masjid until Maghrib. SubhanAllah. We have a group of Jamaat here for the first time, 20 days, somebody was telling me. MashaAllah. And all of them are young. In the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَرَجُلٌ قَلْبُهُ مُعَلَّكٌ فِي الْمَسْجِدِ. And his heart is connected to the masjid. Allahu Akbar. The point I wanted to mention also is that if you look at every transaction of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, everything what he bought, he took full consideration of the person in front. If he was the owner, Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would look at his condition and would buy it with profit given to him. 10 dinar is with profit. 10,000 dirham is with profit. Nafe ke saath. Not as hadiyah. Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took that into consideration. Dr. Muzaffar was one of the VIPs when he went to visit Pakistan from Canada. This was an article which I was reading. And he said, after a long journey from Canada, he stopped at the Allama Iqbal International Airport in Lahore. Sayyid Agafa. He says, when I got to this airport, it was fantastic. Everything was new, the architecture, the materials that were used for the building was all new, very beautiful. No problem. The baggages and everything was handled carefully. Security guards were very, very lenient. He says, with great ease I came out of the airport admiring this beautiful airport in Pakistan. He said, my family members who came to pick me up, I said to them that, mashallah, what a beautiful airport this is. So he says, yes, it's a beautiful airport, but at the time of the opening, inauguration of the airport, there were a lot of people there who were not happy with the opening of this airport. Masakin, poor people. He says, why? He says, where the airport has been built today, that was the land that belonged to the miskeen and the farmers and the poor people. The rich military people who were in the government in a very fraudulent way convinced the farmers at that time and bought it for a very cheap price and then sold it back, because they knew that in the future there was an airport that was going to be built here. And there are still some farmers who have not been paid for the land that they have given to the government. So he says, what are you looking at this Allama Iqbal airport? Kya Allama Iqbal? Have you even looked and read the sha'iri and the poetry of the dreams of Allama Iqbal? Who was Allama Iqbal? See? Who was Allama Iqbal? When he saw his own son, he wrote a letter to him. In Germany, there's even the German government have got a statue of Allama Iqbal, rahmatullah alayh. He is known as the Rumi of the time. The Rumi of the time, subhanallah. And so the farmers have not even been paid for yet. Compare that to the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the farmers were complaining. Subhanallah. This is the sorrow sight of the ummah today, my respected brothers. And Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam, the two yateem said to us sallallahu alayhi wasallam, ya Rasulullah, we give it to you as hadiyah. Sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, no, ya yateem. 10 dinar Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq gave. 10,000 dirham Hazrat Uthman radiyallahu ta'ala paid. Subhanallah. And this is the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nothing was taken free, nothing was taken free. It was paid for by Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the companions. So much so that Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam in one majlis would say to the companions, do that and Muhammad Mustafa promises you Jannat. Do that, Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam promises you Jannat, promises you Jannat. In return, Jannat was given to them. Subhanallah. What is money in this world, my brothers? Jannat was given to the companion. Allahu Akbar. That is why Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave great value to the masajid. As Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala, 4,000 masajid. Subhanallah. Visit the Cordoba Masjid in Spain. jaye kabhi, go to Spain and see what has happened to that masjid. The most beautiful masjid you will ever see. And I even said, I think, was it last year, when we went to visit the Cordoba Masjid, the Spanish people, the security guards that were there, one was there standing, he had a ladder, and he had this chemical powder, something of the sort. And in the Arabic language, we as Muslims can read, it says, La ghaliba illa Allah. La ghaliba, there is no power except for the power of Allah. La ghaliba illa Allah. And he was there wiping away the Arabic words, La ghaliba illa Allah. And we were there standing and looking at it. Allahu Akbar. What can a Muslim do? La ghaliba illa Allah. He was wiping it away. There is no La ghaliba illa Allah. And they don't restrict you. You can't even pray two rakats nafal there because they remind you that it's no longer a masjid. It's no longer a masjid. It's a church now. Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. My respected brothers, the value of the masjid is such. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that when a person makes wuzu from home and walks into the masjid with the intention to perform farz salat behind the imam, it is like that person who has put on his ihram from the house and intends to go for hajj. Kitni unchi fazil. Like that person, you do wuzu in the house, it is equivalent to that haji who puts on his ihram. And when you walk into the masjid with the intention to perform farz salah, sunnat parni hai, I say farz salah, it is like that person who has the intention to perform hajj. So when you pray five times a day jamaat with this hadith in front of you, you are getting the reward of five hajj every day. And what is difficult for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once said to the companions, why don't you enter the gardens of Jannah and eat from the fruits of Jannah? The companions said, Ya Rasulullah, eat from the fruits of Jannah in this world? Enter the gardens of Jannah? Where are the gardens of Jannah? Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the masajid are the gardens of Jannah. So enter the masjid and eat from the fruits of Jannah. What is the fruit of Jannah? Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. That is the fruit of Jannah. So when you're in the world, if you're in the masjid, say, Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. You are actually eating from the fruits of Jannah. Insha'Allahu ta'ala, by the barakat of reciting this kalima, you will enter Jannah. Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said in the hadith that when you enter the masjid, you are the guest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you are the guest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the honor that is given to you is that forgiveness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives all your sins. And when you leave the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, generally when you have guests and when he goes, you can give him a hadiyah, a gift. Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that the gift that Allah gives you is honor and status. Honor and status. Subhanallah. But yet, on the same hand, my respected brothers, we have to be very, very careful that when there is great honor to something, when you disrespect it, Allahu Akbar, to the same level, the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also comes to that individual if you disrespect that area. Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said in the hadith, a time will come that the Muslimin will have no respect of the masajid and they will indulge in worldly conversations and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not care for them. Kitni sakht wa'id. Kitni sakht wa'id. Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a hadith has said, as I mentioned in Jummah, Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that when one talks in the masjid, his good actions are eaten away like how fire eats up wood. Amal-e-saliha are taken away. The ulama in this fiqh kitab, it is written that when a person talks something that is not related to Islam, 40 days of his a'mal are nullified, not accepted. 40 days. This is how much honor and respect we have to give to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you see any dust particle or anything, or even hair, sometimes when we are here we see white hair on the musalla. Musaba? What's that? Is the beard okay? As with age it comes down. With age it comes down. So there's hair, astaghfirullah, and some people are not hygiene conscious at all. You see nails and dried up skin in the masjid. Astaghfirullahi lazeem. Wala hawla wala quwwata. And when they perform salat, they sneeze. They sneeze in such a way they don't even take, they don't care of the person that is next door to them. Astaghfirullah. And they burp loudly. And this is all against the adab of the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when you see something, a dust particle or something or hair, and you pick it up and you put it in your pocket, what is the reward of that? How many people say, Hur, can you just lift your hands up please? Musa bhai, you? Hur, Shabir, mashallah, there's another Hur here. You want for Hur and brother? From the 50, how many are here? 40, 50? From the 40, 50, 4 to 5 know this hadith very, very well. Mashallah. And what kind of a Hur will they get? The mothers might be disappointed today. The sisters might be disappointed today. Subhanallah, in the hereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Adil. Adil, He is the one who has given justice. And He will do justice in the hereafter. If you pick up any litter or anything that is not meant to be in the masjid, that is the dowry of the large-eyed hoor. What kind of a hoor? The large-eyed hoor. Bari aankho wali hoor. Subhanallah. The beauty of it is incredible. Inshallah. So we have to be very, very careful now. This is not just the duty of Yusuf Bhai or the caretaker. It is the duty of all the Muslimin. When you go to the toilet, go with adab. The chappal that are there, make sure you use it properly. When you go to the wuzu khana, take your socks out. If the towel is on the floor, pick it up. If you see there's no one praying, then switch off the lights. It is the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you will be rewarded. Respect the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَعَهِدْنَا إِلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمُ وَإِسْمَعِيلُ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, and we took a promise from Ibrahim alayhi salam and Ismail alayhi salam. What for? أَنْطَهِرَا بَيْتِيَ لِلْطَائِفِينَ وَالْعَاكِفِينَ وَالْرُقَّعِ السُّجُودِ Subhanallah. The ones who constructed the house of Allah, Khana-e Kaaba, while saying, رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ, their duty and responsibility was also to clean the mataf for those who do atikaf and for those who are in ruku and for those who are in sujood. To clean the haram. That was the promise that Allah took from Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam and Ismail alayhi salam. And this was the duty given to Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam. How fortunate are those people, subhanallah, who have this responsibility to clean the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah give jazaya khair to the Saudi government, at least. That when it comes to haraman al-sharifan, it is completely clean. Especially last year when we visited Masjid Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Absolutely clean, subhanallah. Spotless. Every tile, the gap between one tile and another, even that was being cleansed properly. The streets also, absolutely clean. By 10 o'clock everything is shut and everyone is there making sure everything should be clean. Masjid Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And subhanallah, and the outside part of it, and the bath, and the toilets that are there, absolutely clean. The haramain al-sharifain, khana-e Kaaba, at the time of Hajj, it is so difficult for the people to do tawaf. And yet, mashallah, they have this ajib technique, the dallas, in their groups with their simple ropes, and they hold it on one side and then they come, and mashallah, they are, whilst people are doing tawaf, they are there cleaning the haramain and sharif. And this, why, is the hukm of Allah. وَطَاهِرْ بَيْتِيَا لِلْطَائِفِينَ وَالْعَاكِفِينَ وَالرُّكَّعِ السُّجُودِ. It is the hukm of Allah. That is why when we have a policy in our homes that when someone enters, you take your shoes out. And that is good. Shoes go by the car. So everything is parked in the house. In Masjid Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is a different riwayat. There is one riwayat. There was an all African lady that would come at the daytime when the masjid was empty and clean and sweep the masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would see her and knew that this is all Abyssinian lady who comes to clean the masjid. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave her permission. Until one day Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam noted that that lady is not to be seen. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam inquired, said to the companions, where is this lady? And the companion said, Ya Rasulullah, oh, she passed away in the night. We did not want to disturb you. So straight away the kafan and dafan was done. We paid the salatul janaza and she's buried. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got very angry. He says, she would clean my masjid, Masjid Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and she passed away and you didn't inform me? You didn't inform me? Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the companions, take me to her qabr. The companions took Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the qabr of that lady who passed away. And Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood on the qabr and read her janaza namaz, standing on the qabr, and made dua for her maghfirat. Made dua for her maghfirat. Why? Why? Her connection was with the masjid. Alhamdulillah, all these brothers here on a Friday after Maghrib, anytime they take out time, mashallah, and sit and listen to the Quran and in the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all this reward is given to them. They are included, that the hearts are connected to the masjid and the hearts are open to the Quran and the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we have to honor the masajid. We have to honor the masajid. The young ones should not come to the masjid. Ab sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this hadith is in Ibn Majah, Ab sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, keep your insane and your little children out from the masjid. And the parents are responsible. If the children mess around and make noise, the sins, the guna is on the father and the mother. So mother is listening at home, if the child is under 7 years of age, he should be at home. Especially if he does not understand how to behave in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So many times we see young boys out there near the foyer, running down the stairs, playing near the wuzukhana, making noise. Even here at the back, people are performing salat and the children are making so much noise. This is all guna. And some people say, oh, in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam allowed the women to come, and with the women, children, and everybody came. That was in the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The masail change all the time. The fatwa change all the time also. Fatwa? There were so many things in the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but when it came for the masail to change for the better, for an example, you have seen our time, Tarawih ko le le, the 20 rakat, the system of 20 rakats of Salatul Tarawih, Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala gave the hukam. And if Hazrat Umar Farooq gave the hukam, it is like the hukam of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because he was the Khalifa. So these were the shuyukh, the companions, the muftiyan-e-izam who know the masail. So whatever they say, they have all these ahadith in front of them. So don't just read the translation of Bukhari Sharif and read the translation of Muslim Sharif and say, okay, in the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so and so, women were coming and children were with them. Subhanallah. In this day and age, the ulama have said that because of this one hadith where Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, keep your children away and your insane people away. If the children make a lot of noise, it is better for the children to stay at home. And when they are 7 years of age, under the supervision of the father has to educate the child, and he is responsible of the child's behavior, and then you can bring your child. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to make amal on what has been said. Inshallah, we will continue with this next week. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. We have a special program of Khatm al-Nubuwwat. Allama Khalid Mahmood Saab and a few other scholars are coming this Sunday in Masjid Umar after Asr Salat. Asr Salat is at 7:15, isn't it, on a Sunday? 7:15. We have Allama Khalid Mahmood Saab and other shuyukhs that are coming from the north. If brothers have time and take time out, Khatm al-Nubuwwat is a very important aqeedah. It's part of Iman and Islam. So all the brothers must take out time, inshallah, and participate in the program. All of us will be greatly rewarded. Durshib Allah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina wa Nabiyyina wa Mawlana Muhammadin Nabi al-Ummi wa ala alihi wa sallim taslima. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inna kunna min al-zalimin. Allahumma inna nasaluka al-afwa wal-afiyata fi dunya wal-akhirah. Allahumma inna nasaluka min rizaka wal-jannah. Wa na'udhu bika min ghadabika wal-nar. Wa na'udhu bika min ghadabika wal-nar. Wa na'udhu bika min ghadabika wal-nar. Sami'na wa atwana gufranaka rabbana wa ilayka al-masir. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. Thank you.